When it's finished, the new Apex building will be Virginia's tallest structure made from mass timber, enormous panels of 2x4s layered and glued together for strength. Architect Eric Ross says construction is 30 to 40% faster than building with concrete and steel.
These are really uniquely prefabricated, highly engineered elements that come to the site and get put together like an erector set. They will assemble a floor per week.
The wood holds on to carbon while new trees are planted to replace those that were cut down.
That sustainably harvested wood has sequestered carbon through its growth. And then the manufacturer is replanting the forest at a rate twice, if not more, than what they took out. So we've lowered our carbon footprint from the beginning.
Right now, Ross is getting this building material from Canada, but he says this region could be ideal for making mass timber.
There are plenty of softwood lumber producers in the southeast, and we're starting to see interest in bringing mass timber manufacturing into the area.
The panels can be as large as 8 feet by 60 and 12 inches thick. Ross calls that plywood on steroids. And he adds, the material doesn't have to be painted or covered.
This is a structural material that's also a finished material. It's warm, it's beautiful, it's inviting.
Here in the U.S., Ross says, mass timber has attracted a fair amount of corporate interest.
Large multinational corporations like Starbucks, Walmart, Google, YouTube.
But it's still too expensive for companies building residential subdivisions. With support from his alma mater, the Savannah College of Art and Design, he's created a plan to bring more mass timber into new home construction, a roadmap called Return to Zero. That refers to an old-fashioned, energy-efficient practice of building with materials close to home. I'm Sandy Houseman.